Hello and welcome to another episode of OKC Over Easy on the Spy FM podcast network. This episode is sponsored by the Yoga Box OKC, located in 50 Penn Place. It's no secret I am a fan of yoga, and this is my favorite studio. When you go there, you're going to be challenged. It's just a very nice environment. The teachers and the staff, they really care about you and want to know how you're progressing. And it's just a really great place. So Yoga Box OKC, look it up. Gonna be recording with my friend Seth. This was a really fun episode. Very silly, not too official. So we had a lot of fun recording this episode. I hope you guys enjoy it. If you can, throw me a review on iTunes because it really helps push the podcast up. And if you like it, tell me, and we can do more episodes. So without further ado, this is episode with Seth, and I hope you guys like it. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Hello.
Hey, everyone. My new best friend, Seth, is here.
Best friend.
And we are going to talk about all sorts of stuff.
So many things.
Seth and I met at my holiday job.
My holiday job as well.
We did a holiday stint at Lush.
It was incredible.
And we'll get into the ups, the downs,
The tea, the shade. All of it.
From Lush Penn Square.
Hell yeah.
But first, how's your day today? What did you do?
Well, listen. I work at the Loaded Bowl.
Yes,
he also. A vegan restaurant downtown. Mm-hmm. It's incredible.
Yes. Are you vegan?
No. Okay. But they pay me money and I like that. So. Yeah. But I worked there this morning doing a little floating and dishing.
Okay.
And it was crazy.
Really?
It was just steady all day. Like, literally from 11 to 2, there's always a line. It was dumb.
Awesome.
I mean, it was cool.
Yeah.
But dumb.
Yeah. You're like, I want you to be
not.
But people go to the farmer's market, right?
Right.
And then Urban Agrarian. Yeah.
The axe throwing place.
That's where that is?
Yeah. It's like right down there.
Have you been axe throwing?
No. I'm not that masculine.
We thought about doing it in my like 9 to 5. Like, as a corporate team building, and then we're like, too much risk involved here.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's like that, and like escape rooms are like the corporate team building, and it's like, so I'm over it.
Yeah, for sure. Although I am so good at escape rooms.
You are?
Yeah, I'm clever as hell.
How many escape rooms have you gotten out of?
Like two, but. Listen, I don't invest that much in escape rooms, but I'm good at riddles.
Which one? Oh, you are.
Yeah, I love riddles.
Okay. Do you make up riddles?
No.
Okay, you just solve them. Solve riddles.
Solve only.
Do you like to play games? I'm not a game person.
Yes. Okay. But I like don't. But I like it when
You're
I
like,
do.
I'm good at it.
Yeah, but
I
don't do it
like
that
to
often because my friends don't like it that much.
Oh, okay.
So, but I like Settlers of Catan. And
yeah, I haven't ever played that.
It's so fun. It's so nerdy. First time I played it, someone got a fork thrown at their face. So, it was crazy.
That sounds like a crazy time. So, you worked at the Loaded Bowl, and it was busy.
Oh, I was late.
Oh.
I, like, woke up, and I was like, oh, God, I'm late. But it was fine.
Okay. We're all good here. Yes, yes. What's your favorite?
She still looks good. Do you see me?
I've seen you.
Do you see this coif
in
my
hair?
Yes, he
has a new haircut since I saw him last, which was like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it looks really good. We had like an all-employee meeting, but it was like our last day.
It was so dumb.
It was so dumb.
Why did we go?
And then like they were supposed to, this is a tea on Lush, they were supposed to train us on the skincare, and then they didn't have any of the skincare there. But I do have to say, I went back before my discount ended and bought some skincare.
Nice.
And I like the Jade Roller.
Yes.
And the Tea Tree Water, which is not a part of the new line.
Right.
And then the Full of Grace.
a light touch facial serum. I've been using that at night, and it's really nice.
It's showing.
Is it? Does my skin look good? if you need Lush product recommendations.
Yeah. Hit us up. Hit me up on Instagram. Follow me. Seth Shep with 3 P's. Okay. Shameless. You can see my Lush hauls on there. It's incredible.
He's a good Instagrammer. One thing that I guess I got from Lush was that I started following all of the Instagram accounts of like the soap cutting.
Yes.
Oh my God.
It's so satisfying.
It's so satisfying.
The ones where they crush them. Okay. The little curls.
That's like really big in Russia for some reason. Because I follow a bunch of Russian accounts that do that.
Very nice.
And I'm like, how do they get the soap like that?
I don't know.
So basically what it looks like, and you guys can look on Instagram like while you're listening to this. But basically what it looks like is just like a circle, like a sphere type.
Like a cylinder.
Yeah.
Like a cylinder of soap all curled up.
Yes.
And they get a bunch of them. And then they just crush
them. They just crush it all.
Yeah. It's like kind of like crushing chips, except not nasty. Like your hands wouldn't.
Because your hands are like soap. You have soap on your hands. Those are
the ones where they dice them up.
Oh my God. Yeah. So then they take a bar of soap and then they dice it up really, really small. Uh-huh. And then they get the knife behind like the diced pieces and just like bring it down and just like all falls out. And the sound is so satisfying.
Yeah, it's really great. I love it.
That's what I got out of. And I also like when they cut bubble bars
because
it's like nice.
Yes.
There is an influencer and shout out to him. His name on Instagram is Lush Lord.
Okay.
Have you met him?
No.
He's like...
Is he from OKC?
Yes. He goes to the Penn Square Lush all the time.
Well, maybe I do. I know everyone important. Oh. So. Lush Lord.
Lush Lord. And he tags the Penn Square Mall location all the time. And so one time I like sent him a message or something and he was like, I think you're the only one that checks the Penn Square Mall tag location.
Who are you? Oh
my 17,000 followers.
That could have been me.
I know.
I started a Lush page a while ago.
What is it?
Oh, she's gone. But I did post a bath bomb picture on Tumblr that got like 700 likes and reblogs back in the day.
I haven't been on Tumblr in years.
Yeah, me neither. It's dead now, though.
It is?
So, yeah.
Why? Because of the porn?
Yeah. Okay. They got rid of all porn on Tumblr, so it died. Not that I was taking part. Sharon, if you're listening, that's my mother.
Oh, hi, Sharon.
No porn.
No porn. Okay. Yeah, I'm not on Tumblr anymore. Okay, so where were we at? We got to start in the segments. Yeah. I'm like, this is my second episode today. I'm just trying to like throw myself back into it. Sure. Let's start with Eat of the Week. So this is any restaurant or food or anything that you have been loving lately. Tell me about it.
Okay, so I have two.
Okay.
The first one is Lee's sandwiches.
Oh my God. We went to Lee's last weekend.
Oh my God. I love Lee's.
Let us talk about
it. You can literally get so much food there for like $0.
We got so much food for $20.
Yeah. I got the number 11 combination on the baguette. It's really good.
What kind of meat?
I think it's like pork and something.
Okay.
Delish.
Yeah.
Little daikon, little jalapeno. Mm-hmm. So good. Then they have these little sesame ball things.
Okay, I've seen those.
I love them.
Yeah.
Always get a couple of them.
Uh-huh.
They have like ham and cheese croissants for like $1.50.
Right.
Why not?
Yeah.
Crab rangoons.
You could just.
Three for $1.50.
I got some of them. I didn't see the crab rangoons when I went.
Passion fruit tea is basically just sugar and passion fruit. Delish.
Yeah.
All for like $10.
Yes. So we went and Mike, my boyfriend, was like, We need to go to Lee's. And then Sunday morning, I was like, I don't really want to get out of the house. Like, I have something later. And he was like, threw a fit, basically. And I was like, I didn't know you were so invested in going to Lee's. So I was like, okay. So we get there and it's packed.
Yeah. Like, oh my gosh.
The parking lot was like crazy.
People love those baguettes.
Came in and there was a line out the door. Mm-hmm. So he got a he said white person sandwich. So it was like
the European sandwiches.
Yeah, the European sandwiches. On the croissant. Like, your white privilege is showing.
Oh my God. I literally went in the other day because I go a lot. Yeah. I went in and I was like, oh, there's so many white people in here. I was like, damn it, I'm part of the problem.
Damn it, I'm white too. Shit. I got the veggie.
Veggie
sandwich. Because my friend Sarah was like, that's what she's been eating. So I got that. Delicious.
Yeah, it's good.
We got the Lucky Fish, which are these little fish things that are Lucky. Like Twinkies.
Okay.
They're like the consistency of Twinkie, okay. And they have a little bit of cream inside of them. They're six to a package. It's like a dollar.
Would you get it again?
Yes. Yeah. We got a white chocolate croissant.
Okay.
Great. We got a bun bao. We got two baguettes. And I got an iced coffee. And then after...
Oh, my God. Their coffee... Oh my God. I'm sure it's just like sweetened condensed milk and coffee.
It is condensed milk.
Will not do that on my own. I'm only getting it from Lee's.
Yeah. And it was like $20.
Yeah.
It was so
incredible.
Much food.
It's incredible.
It was really good. And it was like coming off the heels of like the Danny Bowen pop up, mm-hmm. which like I feel like the elite food hipsters of Oklahoma City, like, and I almost went. I just was like doing something else that was more important. I was like, okay, I'm not going to go. But everybody went and got the vegan Chinese food that was like super spicy with the Sichuan peppers and all that kind of stuff. So that was the weekend after, and there was still like a ton of people there.
Yes, it's so good. That, okay. And then I also am obsessed with, it's been talked about on here before, and I think you still haven't tried it, Paddy Wagon. Oh my God. Their specials are incredible. First of all, their burgers are on like a brioche bun.
So it's like sweet?
Kind of sweet.
Okay.
But not too much. Their Christmas special they had, it had a patty.
What restaurants have a Christmas special?
Okay.
Right. Yeah, none of them.
Exactly. A patty. Then it had ham.
Okay.
It had like a cranberry sauce jam dressing, pineapple. It was like, it either needed to have like the cranberry or the pineapple, but I love both.
You love
both. So it was like, whatever.
Okay.
So like my brother and I went and it was so freaking delicious. Mm-hmm. I went to work at my vegan restaurant and I texted my brother. I was like, go get another burger for me for when I get home. And he did. And it was great.
That's really nice.
The only thing I have to complain about it there is I'm a large man.
Uh-huh.
You cannot tell from my voice, I'm sure. I sound very petite. I'm not. And the seating, not great.
Okay.
It's kind of booth seating, but you can't move anything.
Yeah.
So it's a little tight squeeze. But other than that, number one.
Okay.
This week they had the Stravocado. It had like avocado and some other shit.
Uh-huh.
And strawberry sriracha sauce.
What?
Shut up.
Okay. Incredible. I will not shut up because I need to go there.
You need to go.
Maybe I'll go to, is there open Sundays?
I think they're closed on Sundays, just Sundays.
See, that's the problem. Sundays and Mondays, restaurants being closed.
Listen.
Is Loaded Bowl open on Mondays?
We are not open on Mondays. We just have brunch on Sundays, mm-hmm. from 11 to 3.
Yeah.
But listen, go over to Hawaii Nail. Get your nails done.
So I told Seth about the podcast whenever we were working together, and then we were talking about like where we get our nails. It was like me and another girl talking about where we get our nails, and he comes in and he's like, I love to go to Hawaii Nail. And you go to Dunkin' Donuts right across the street, and I'm like, what? Like, how do you know that? And he was like, you sit on, like, I thought you were being serious. And he was like, no, I heard it on the podcast.
I'm a hardcore like, stan. What can I say?
He's like one of the biggest fans and the number one person I wanted to get on the new season. Yes, I need to go to Paddy Wagon for sure.
For sure.
Okay.
What are your eats of the week?
Well, I just ate Simply Falafel.
Yes.
So, slay.
I've been on a Mediterranean kick.
Me too. Sure. Yeah.
Couscous, yes.
And then we went to the new Urban Agrarian in Edmond, and I picked up a large order of meats that they had like a sale going on. So I got that, and I got some yummus from there, which is a local hummus maker.
Nice. That's
awesome. So, So those are my, I guess Simply Falafel is my eat of the week. Yeah. If you live in Edmond, you got a treasure there for sure. Okay, let's go on to Grocery Gab. Where do you grocery shop? Okay. You said, so I texted you. I was like, what kind of food stuff do you want to talk about? And you said, I think I have good opinions on grocery stores.
Yeah.
So let's hear it.
Listen here. This is a Crest baby, born and raised.
Oh, me too. I'm a okay. Crest child.
I'm from Kingfisher. Shout out, Kingfisher. Just kidding. Bye.
Reverse listen, shout out.
Sharon, she don't like grocery shopping.
Okay.
So we literally like would go stock up for like 3 months.
Uh-huh.
Like we would go and spend hours in Crest going every aisle, the one in Edmond, the big one.
Uh-huh.
And we would stay like late, have carts full, those poor people mm-hmm. checking us out. And not only that, then we got home and had to unload it all. It was stupid, but mm-hmm. it's the best. I got so many deals. We literally looked, we would do that in Sam's, and we looked like we were buying stuff for like Ben. Like a concession stand at a Little League baseball tournament. That's what it looked like. Because we have a huge family, and so like
how
everyone
many
was.
People so are in there's your family? Like,
there's like. I have three siblings mm-hmm. and then two cousins that were always over and mm-hmm. their parents. And then we always had friends over. We uh-huh. have like the big house in the family. So everyone comes to our house. We have a pool.
Okay.
Shout out me.
Shout
I'm
out
I'm so rich.
In ground or above ground?
In ground.
Okay. So okay. you actually are rich.
yeah.
Okay.
So. But yeah, definitely Crest.
Crest baby.
I'm really into that. I can get down with some Winco bulk bins.
Yes.
Okay.
So did I write in my thing?
Yes, you wrote about something about Winco
I'm
late
having,
night.
Oh yeah, yeah. So I guess we can talk about this now, but I wanted to talk about my favorite places to grocery shop. So we'll I guess we need to put in the grocery gap. I'm gonna edit this out because I feel like it's really clunky.
Okay.
so I've been on some late night Winco shopping.
Okay.
So Winco on 39th Expressway, it's new, it's brand new, but the week after it opened, it looked like it had been there for a million years. like it is like, and the people that go there, it's like worse than Belle Isle Walmart.
No.
I swear to God.
Oh, Bethany, why?
It's like almost Bethany, right?
Yeah, right. Bethany right. War Acres right yeah. over there.
So my boyfriend went, and I wasn't with him, but he saw a lady flash another lady.
Shut
What? So he called me immediately, and he said some not podcast-appropriate words, but like...
Oh, my gosh. It's like the TJ Maxx of grocery stores.
What do you mean, the TJ Maxx?
Like, okay, TJ Maxx back in the day, it used to be trash, the one that I used to go to.
What? The like one in Edmond?
No, the one on, like, Northwest Expressway.
Oh, I don't go to those
like
stores.
Like, the TJ Maxx or Ross, like, that
Ross,
kind of thing. Like,
yeah.
It used to be, like, the toy aisle, I remember. Just... shit everywhere.
Well, there's not shit every... You can say shit. If Sharon's okay with it.
Yeah, she's not.
Okay. If you need me to bleep it
I
out.
I learned it from her, though. I'm okay. sure of
it. If you need me to bleep it out, I'll bleep every single thing out.
No, that's cool.
Sometimes I like to bleep out, like, if I'm talking shit about a restaurant, I'll just bleep their name.
Yeah, I'm ready for some shit talk.
Okay.
Let's talk shit. Okay, anyway, okay. Winco.
Yes, so I've been on some Winco... but late at night, so there's not a lot of people there.
Right.
And I'm wearing my headphones.
Yes. So, AirPods? Are you rich?
No, I'm not. Well, actually.
I gotta go, guys.
Shout out to me. I'm rich. No, I have the Jabra, but they're actually more expensive than the AirPods. Because
okay.
they're
bougie.
Yeah. That was my Christmas present. So okay. it was like. Pick AirPods or these, nice. And I picked those. So, because I didn't want to be like
yeah, that,
everyone else.
Yeah, for
you know?
Sure. For sure.
Yeah. So then I wanted to try the Amazon Prime Now with
yes.
Whole Foods, and that was a mistake.
No.
Everything was messed up. Like, my avocados were like not. Great, like they were rotten.
Ew.
And then my Siggy's like had like somebody had like put a knife through it.
What?
So it was like the top of it was open.
What?
So I no. called Amazon, they refunded me like, you know,
yeah.
my money, but still I'm like, I don't think I'll do that again.
Yeah, that sucks.
I know.
Their little Amazon Prime lockers are really cool though.
Okay, have you done
like,
that?
My brother did for Christmas because last year all the Christmas presents got stolen out of their apartment office.
No.
All of them. So this year he used the Amazon Prime locker. You just send it there and they like send you a code and then you go put in the code and it's like da-dunk, and one of the lockers opens and it's your stuff.
That's kind
of
cool.
Yeah, my sister like, this doesn't matter. She wanted a kalimba really bad. Do you know what those are? It's like this little wooden box and it's got little things, but it's so satisfying. If you're into satisfying, look
up
kalimbas.
If you're into
ASMR. ASMR kalimba.
How do you spell it?
K-A-L-I-M-B-A.
Kalimba instrument?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. They're just really nice and soothing.
Yeah.
My sister's very into the ASMR soothing, satisfying.
So she likes the soap cutting.
Yeah, okay. For sure. Slime. She was the OG slime. Listen, whoa. We made slime way back in the day.
Well, yes.
I knew about slime a long time ago.
Now kids are like trying to sell slime. I'm like, you need to get yourself. I brought Samoas.
Are they for sharing?
They're from Judy.
Love Samoas.
They're from Judy. She made me pull over on the side of the road because she saw some Girl Scouts.
Oh my gosh.
So I had to like put my hazard lights on. And then these old people behind me were like honking at me. So I had to like whip a Yui,
really,
you know.
Funny. This little girl had her mom call the Loaded Bowl and she was like, my daughter wanted me to call and she just wanted to know if you guys wanted to buy any vegan Thin Mints to put in some of your desserts.
Aww.
For your bakery items, because we make all of our bakery items in-house fresh every day.
Yeah.
Shout out Sauter. We love them. But yeah, so we're going to get some Thin Mints and maybe have those and some
desserts. That's really
sweet. What a smart little entrepreneurial Girl Scout girl.
Is it the Girl Scout that is like the top seller?
I'm sure she will be.
So there's one from Oklahoma that is like the top in the nation.
Oh, I bet it's her.
I bet it's her too.
We wouldn't deal with anyone else.
She's calling every restaurant and being like, would you like some vegetarian Thin Mints? She's calling Cool Greens.
Yeah. So I was like, what a smart little girl.
Yeah. That is pretty smart.
But yeah, that sucks about the Amazon thing.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan.
There is another grocery store that I will not name. Oh, but
name it off air.
They have a deli section.
Uh-oh.
And they have like different labels for the different kinds of sandwiches and they have like one super huge like sub sandwich.
Yeah.
The name for it was Monster Hoagies.
Nope.
So I stole it and put it on my mood board.
Wait, you stole the picture of it?
I stole the little thing that said Monster Hoagies.
How did you do that?
Because I'm a sneaky bitch.
That's what Mike
calls me all
the time.
I saw that and I was like, Monster Hoagies? Are you kidding me? That's iconic.
What restaurant or what grocery store was it? I'll bleep.
I was so nervous. I thought every single employee was like staring at me for taking this tiny
little
sign.
They don't give
a flying.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's one of the worst places to grocery shop for sure.
For sure. Yeah.
What are your least favorite places to go?
I go there. It's close to where
I
live.
I'm gonna bleep that.
What?
I'm gonna bleep every time you say.
I go there, but it's like, it's just because it's close and kind of convenient, and they're open late, and they sell Talenti. So
okay.
That's all I grocery shop for.
But that's what you can get at Crest.
You're right. But there's not one close to me.
I know. And the best one is the Southside one.
Yeah.
And the Norman one. Mm. So I get my eyebrows done in Norman, and last time I went to Norman, I went to the Crest afterwards.
Yes.
I got a little can of wine, and I just like took the drive home.
Oh,
like I went grocery shopping, and then I got that little can. Don't arrest me, people.
If any police are listening to this, do not arrest her. Or I will
there
call the
not
police.
There is one police officer listening to this podcast at all.
Oh, goodness. But yeah, I don't have like a... I think that Homeland is a little overrated. Mm-hmm. I feel like their deals aren't that good.
Yeah.
They
Target
put that
sucks.
Target sucks, yeah.
Yeah. Walmart's
Walmart sucks. No, Walmart sucks. Okay. Because listen, the only one that's open 24 hours now is the one on Northwest Expressway. The rest of them close at midnight.
Yeah.
I'm trying to go grocery shopping when no one else is there, just like you do
that's
at
when
Winco.
You gotta go to Winco.
But like,
and I'm so bad at Winco because it says no sampling, but I have my hands in there like it is so bad. Yeah, I'm like, sure. I got a chocolate covered pretzel.
Yes.
I got some maple covered peanuts.
You gotta know if it's good.
Yeah, I gotta taste it.
Listen, I'm only making wise investments based on
experience.
In
2019.
Yeah.
The other thing about Winco is it's like for doomsday preppers. Did you know this?
No.
Okay, so like there's a section.
It makes sense.
For food storage. Like, big tubs and like dehydrated food. There's like a whole section for it.
Oh, my goodness.
I live for it. It's amazing.
That's ridiculous.
Okay, so we're going to skip the new restaurant review because we sat here for like a good 3 minutes and we're like, we haven't been to any new restaurants. We were going to talk about Oso, but neither of us have been.
But it is crazy. I literally had not heard of it.
Uh-huh.
And then 2 weeks ago, it blew up everywhere on all of my timelines.
Wow.
So I've heard really, really, really good reviews, but I haven't tried it personally.
Okay. I haven't tried it either. I did have like a taco from them at the Coop party. But that's not like eating there, you know.
Sure.
So we're gonna skip that this time and we're gonna talk about our stint at the mall.
Okay.
So I worked at Penn Square Mall in 2010. Did I tell you this?
No.
Can you guess where I worked?
I
worked there for a year and a half.
A year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Penn Square Mall. Mm-hmm. 2010,
2011.
Okay, give me like a category of what kind of store it is.
Food.
You worked at Godiva?
Mm-mm.
Like, did you work at, like, in the food
three
court?
Three guesses. You get three guesses.
I get three guesses. Okay, it's not Godiva.
It's not Godiva.
Chick-fil-A?
No.
It's not Chick-fil-A.
No, not
is
Chick-fil-A.
Is it in the food court?
No.
Okay. Starbucks?
No. But let's talk about that Starbucks. That Starbucks is crazy.
Yeah.
Why does it take so long?
I don't know.
To get anything.
Literally, if you're not calling ahead, don't.
Don't do
please.
It. I worked at Pepperoni Grill.
Pepperoni Grill?
As a server.
What? For a year and a half? Who are you?
I didn't have a job.
Well, like, you did have a job.
I graduated college and I didn't have a job. Gotcha. So I worked there part-time and then I worked at the university part-time too. Nice. So, Pepperoni
also,
Grill.
Also, let's talk about how we were both on our university's homecoming court.
Yeah.
Neither of us won. We should have.
That was a bond that we had.
We're starting our own university, though.
Yeah. So, and we're going to be homecoming king and queen.
Yeah. For
absolutely.
Sure.
Yes, I worked at Pepperoni Grill and it was great. I gained so much weight for you. Oh my God. And I'm probably like back at the weight that I was when I worked there, but I have eaten less bread. Like, I ate, you got the bread for free and the soup.
Oh, my God. Stop.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just turned 21. So they let me do like one time they put me behind the bar and like I couldn't do. This guy was like, I need a shot of tequila. I need it quick because I'm like, my wife's like in the bathroom. I was like, what? There was one lady that used to come in about once every 2 weeks, and she would go shopping.
Uh-huh.
And she was filthy rich. And I guess she didn't have a job or, like, she was bored. She would go shopping. She'd bring all her bags in, and then she would get so hammered at the Pepperoni Grill bar. Oh, my God. I loved when she came in. It was so entertaining. And she would – I wonder where she is now. Like, sometimes I think about her. She would –
she's living my best life.
One time, she was just giving out $20 bills. And
shut.
My friend Sean was like, he was like, you need to go over there. And she gave me a $20 bill. She's like, you work so hard. That was like the biggest tip I ever got there.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
And he was like, I got three of them. So he just got like $60 from her. But I had a really good time working there. So when I went back this holiday season, I was like, okay, I'm back. Also wearing all black, you know, and an apron, like feeling good.
Yes.
So you worked there last holiday season?
So no, I worked there holiday 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and then I stayed on until September.
Okay.
The following, like, yeah, 2016.
Yeah.
And then it was my senior year of school. Mm-hmm. I had an identity crisis, and I was like, I can't do this. And then I was like, I'm going back because I want that discount.
The discount is the best.
Yeah, so I went back for that. It was a grand old time. Won a bunch of prizes because I'm a hella seller. Okay.
Did you win a bunch of prizes this season?
Yeah, I won like 3 or 4 of the contests.
I never gave my paper. I would always.
That's why you didn't.
I always would get distracted and like do something else. The bad thing about working there is it's so small. Uh-huh. So like you can't. Ugh. This is what I was talking about like last episode. Like if you. You want people to talk to you because yeah. if nobody's talking to you, you're going to have to be doing something else
right.
or else they will get you.
Oh, it's literally when I got back. So it was like kind of stressful when I left the first time. Uh-huh. So I like was kind of scared, but I was like, it's just a month. I yeah. can do anything for a month.
Yeah.
So I was like on the floor and I'm like, oh God, I'm not talking to anyone. Someone talk to me, please, please. I'm going to get in trouble. And then I looked at all the other holiday hires and they were just like sitting there and I was like, oh, I'm fine.
And it's like people come in, they're like...
But you do have to stay busy there. They are yeah, intense.
They are so... And then I'm thinking about like a place like Williams-Sonoma. There's so many places to hide. Mm-hmm. Like you could just hide.
Yeah.
And not work.
Not unless. Not
unless.
Were you a big boy like me unless...
You can't hide.
Sorry if that was too loud for your ears. Headphone warning afterwards. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's
hot,
like
it's hot in there.
It's very hot.
Oh my God.
So there's one vent by the gifts.
By the gift wall. Yes.
And I would be like, like.
Yeah, but then when Farah was there, it was like, nope. That was her corner.
You best get out of yeah. my corner. Listen, now.
I sold so many gifts. Holiday was the best.
Yeah.
I won like $50 skincare regimen.
Oh my gosh.
I won.
Did you
cookies.
Win the Godiva? The Godiva moisturizer?
No.
Remember
the
that
gorgeous
day?
One?
Oh, yeah, gorgeous.
No, that was some other girl.
Oh.
I don't know who she was. Oh. I saw her like 4 times, and then she called in the rest.
Oh, okay.
So many people called in. Oh, my God. If y'all are going to be holiday workers at any point in your life, I know that this is not your main priority, but please go to work. Oh, my God.
I called
God.
In twice, and it was like the week of Christmas.
Oh, my God. Were you sick?
Yes, I was.
Were you sick?
I was mentally sick. Okay. Like, I was like, I don't have any, like,
yeah.
give left in
there
me.
There were so many days where I was like, oh, I could just call in. I was like, no, some mm-hmm. other bitch beat me to it. Yeah. I know it.
Yes. You had to call right at 7 a.m. when
oh,
they
yes,
got there.
Yes.
Yeah. So, working at the mall, there's, like, some hacks.
Yeah.
One of them, and I don't think you knew about this. Like, did I tell you about Lolly and Pops?
Yes, yes.
So Lolly and Pops is a candy store in the mall. Think like Candyopolis, but like more weird.
Yeah.
Like,
so but like it has a gimmick, like a 50s gimmick.
I don't know. It is.
They wear really weird.
They wear
outfits.
Really weird outfits. And the store itself is very weird because you walk in, it's all wood, so it's kind of dark.
Yeah, it is.
And
dark.
There's like a candy counter with like some mirrors, and it's like kind of an odd vibe. And then it
it's
gets
like a
really
circus vibe? I don't know.
It gets really narrow.
Yeah.
And there's like 2 little rooms and then there's like it's like a T shape.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
But then all the candy is in bins, so they have to have employees like watching you cuz you could easily go in just like eat some candy, which I had have done. you know me, you know.
Of course.
So they have 10% off for mall employees. And then they have this little deal where you get a jar and you put all your candy in it and you just smush it down.
And you buy the jar one time.
You buy the jar one time and then the refills are like $8 or something.
Yeah, and you shove
You shove
stuff
the
in
gummy
there.
Bears
you,
down.
Yeah. You fit as much as you can.
The chocolate covered gummy bears were my jam.
Yeah, I wasn't sure, but then you bought me some and they were so good.
Yes, they were really, really good.
They were good.
So that's one tip if you are into candy.
Yes.
And at the mall a lot.
For sure.
You also got a discount. I think at Annie Ann's you got like a yeah. large drink for $1.
Mm-hmm.
I would always get lemonade and then I'd be like, this is bad.
Really?
Their lemonade is not tart at all. It's no, just not like tart. Super sweet.
If you're into sweet and just sugar like me, it was good.
I would be getting that Annie Ann's on my breaks, and then I'd be sitting in the massage chair. Yes, yes. Hit that massage button, eat my Annie Ann's, go back to work. I didn't like the tea place, even though you get like a discount.
Oh, I never went.
You have a 15-minute break. And this is one thing that I learned, because I've been in the corporate world for a while. You get one 15-minute break per 5 hours mm-hmm. that you work. That's not a lot.
No.
I'm like, I couldn't even get to Annie Ann's.
Oh, no. And if there's a line.
No. Nope. Oh, over. Nope. It's over. Nope.
There's not like, we don't have like a back room at Ella. We. I don't work
there. We don't work there anymore.
Not a back room. So if you're in there, talk to the people that work there because they have to. Yeah. They're not like trying to like get in your space. We're just doing their job.
We're not earning commission at all.
Not earning commission. And like, let them put stuff on your skin. You'll feel good.
Yeah.
Buy some stuff.
Yeah.
Stay in or out. Yes. Okay. You're going to ruin conversion. It's like your mom whenever you're growing up. Stay in or out. In or out. You're letting their out.
Yeah.
Same thing at Lush. Okay.
Yes. Tips on going to Lush as a customer. Those are our tips.
Yeah.
Yes.
Main tip, just like let them talk to you. It can be overwhelming, but if you have that one person that's mm-hmm. hanging out with you, they'll get you through the whole story. They'll get you through it.
Let's talk about mall food court for a second.
Forget it.
What do you mean?
I'm just over it. You're it's over too it. Crazy.
Well,
and it's more expensive there than anywhere else. But the Euro place, they they're family owned. They're so nice. They literally will strike up a conversation with you every single time. They're so nice.
And the like deal, like the meals mm-hmm. there are not expensive.
No.
And they're fast. They're mm-hmm. efficient. It's good food.
Yeah.
Like I would get their meals there.
For sure.
The other place that I want to tell you about is Mr. Pan, which is the new bubble tea place. Did you ever go up to the food court? I guess I worked a lot.
Well, no, I went to the food court, but where is it?
It's like on the side. You know where the
little convenience store is?
No, it's like on the way opposite side.
Okay.
It's like by Sephora. So there's like a little stand. It's like a little bubble tea place.
Oh.
And I would go on my 30-minute break. So if you work 8 hours, you get one 30-minute break that's not paid.
Right.
And it would be like 27 minutes and they weren't done with my drink yet. Like,
oh my God.
Forever, but it was so good.
Yeah, that's the worst.
It was a cute little bubble tea place. So if you guys go to Penn Square Mall and you have like 3 hours, you know, to spare.
Yeah. Just listen, also shout out to Spa Avalon and Penn Square Mall. Top floor over by one of the, you know, bigger ones, department stores. Look at my eyebrows.
They look great.
I've been going to them for like 3 or 4 years. I hadn't been in a while.
Do they tint them too?
No, this is just my eyebrows.
Wow.
But yeah, they do an incredible job.
Okay. I'm trying to think. Oh, the other thing, if you eat Chick-fil-A or if you eat Starbucks, you can order. This is another hack to save time. You order on your phone. By the time you walk up there, mm-hmm. it's ready for you.
For sure.
It was great.
Yeah. And you know what? You can say you're a mall employee and get a discount at a lot of places.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If you're bold and a liar like me,
I would always
hit it up.
Go into Sephora and touch up all my makeup too. And then finally, I was using this one like lip product every time I went in there. Finally, I just like went and bought it last weekend. I was like, I should give them $20. okay, so last thing about Lush, what are your favorite products?
Okay.
If someone doesn't know what Lush is, like tell them a little bit about it and then what's your favorite product?
Okay, so my favorite product is Lush. Fresh handmade cosmetics. is probably, I'm really into their shower gels. So when I used to work there, I was very, like I recycled my paycheck there. Like I spent so much money.
Yeah,
so
I got
all the shower gels.
I got my tax return and I was like, I made not anything.
Yeah. There. Literally. the dirty scent, I'm really into that. It's just like really fresh and clean.
Yeah.
I love the shampoo bars. Uh-huh. It's naked, so it's really great for the environment. They last literally forever if you take care of it.
They last a really long time.
But my three favorite are not in the store all the time. Right now, I'm wearing The Smell of Weather Turning. Okay. It's a UK exclusive perfume.
Okay.
It smells like dirt and like hay and like right before it rains.
Yes.
It's so nice.
Okay.
Another UK exclusive perfume called Uptown Funk. Oh my God, it's a body spray. Ooh. It is funky. It's fresh. It's delicious. One of my like friends went over there and I had her get me a bunch. And I was way overzealous with my sprays, and it's gone, and I'm very sad.
You can ration it.
But it was like vanilla, but a little spicy.
Yeah.
And it was good. And then they used to have this thing called the Lush Kitchen, uh-huh. where they would bring back discontinued items or new items. They would make a small batch of it and uh-huh. have a menu every single week.
Yeah.
And once it sold out, it was sold out.
Uh-huh.
And I got a shower gel from there called Sonic Death Monkey.
Okay.
It was like coffee and chocolate and like a little bit of citrus scent. It was so good. I bought like three of them.
Uh-huh.
And I have one squeeze left and I'm saving it for the most important moment of my life.
Your wedding
whatever
day.
It is. Whatever it is. Someday I will have it. It smells so good.
Megan is in the UK and she's getting me love perfume.
Megan,
text her right now.
I need that. Do you have her number?
Yes, I do. I'll give it to you. She's getting me love perfume because I'm obsessed with Love Island and Lord of Misrule. Lord of Misrule is my favorite scent.
I love that.
From Lush.
Yeah, that shower, when it was the shower cream.
I remember going in like a box on a Boxing Day sale, but not knowing it was Boxing Day and just uh-huh. buying like a ton of the shower gel. And then like when I went back, they like didn't bring it back.
Yeah.
This year. So I was like,
yeah, Lush what am loves I supposed to do that? What they love to piss people off.
Yeah. What am I supposed to do? You yeah, should see know. My cabinet at home. It's really bad. Okay. So you work at the Loaded Bowl.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about it's a vegan restaurant, but it's like kind of like vegan junk food.
So, okay. A better spin on that. We like to call it conscious comfort food.
Oh, okay.
So that is a common misconception about the Loaded Bowl. People, especially like this month, people are like, New Year's resolutions, we're gonna be healthy, we're gonna try being vegan.
Yeah.
Just because it's vegan doesn't mean that it's necessarily healthy. Mm-hmm. You can definitely be a baked Lay's and an Oreo vegan.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're not just like that. We have like a soy and oil free dish that's uh-huh. really good. The square root bowl. It's new. We just added new items to the menu. Excuse me. It's really good. But yeah, definitely very hearty meals.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really affordable for mm-hmm. the amount of food you get because you get so much food. Our cocktails are really delicious.
I don't think I have been since you had like a cocktail mm-hmm. program.
Yeah, it's so our menu right now is really good. We have one called the Cider House Mules.
Okay.
I made it.
Oh, what's in it?
It's got a little bit of apple juice, some lime, cinnamon, Tito's.
Okay.
And then it's topped with ginger beer.
Sounds great.
It's so good. It's the most popular one.
Shout out to me.
We do like fresh juice mimosas uh-huh. on Saturdays and Sundays.
What's your mimosa deal?
It's just like since it is fresh, it's not like a super cheap deal or anything mm-hmm. like that. But we do just have it on the weekends.
I want to see restaurants doing this, and I think I just hit the mic. I think now that the laws have changed, you can. But like in DC, and then when I was in Arkansas, they do like a buy a mimosa for $7 or like $8, and then you get like 50-cent refills or quarter refills.
That would be awesome.
You should do that.
We should.
Yeah.
I'll talk to the manager.
Okay, talk to the manager.
But yeah, it's really, yeah.
What's a good secret menu item?
Okay, secret menu item. Definitely. So we have, it's squash relish. It's like bright yellow. It's kind of scary looking.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely a very strong flavor, but I think it's so good on the Mac. I asked one of my friends, I told them I was going to be here in a celebrity soon. And I asked what they thought I should say, and they should say you can try that.
Uh-huh.
The chicken melt, okay?
Okay.
It's one of the OG menu items.
Uh-huh.
It's like a bed of spinach with rice on top of that, uh-huh. a ring of chicken, cheese sauce, guac.
But it's not real chicken.
Right,
it's
not real chicken.
Yeah.
Everything on the menu, it will say like chicken or whatever it's supposed to taste like, but most of it's a soy replacement.
Yeah.
So if you're soy and oil free, which someone scared you to be, it's fine.
Soy got that protein. Like, if don't be hating.
If you don't eat too much, you're fine.
Yeah.
Anyway, but if you can sub the rice out for mac and cheese.
Ooh.
Oh, girl. It's good. Okay. It is so good.
Okay.
Then we just added, we had late nights for a little bit where you could get buffalo and barbecue mac.
Okay.
And now that's on the full menu.
Ooh.
But also the mashed potato bowl and subbing the chicken out in there for buffalo chicken. Ooh. Hell yes.
So that's like a KFC bowl kind of? Yeah.
Yeah. It's like mashed potatoes, chicken, corn, gravy, cheese sauce.
Damn. So. I need to hit up the loaded bowl.
Oh, you should.
I'm going to come in when you're working.
You should.
Are there any like specials or events that you guys do?
So we do like, we do a daily special every single day. It's posted on Facebook and Instagram on Mondays or Tuesdays. Wednesday nights, and we do a different drink special every day. Wednesday nights is bingo.
Okay.
And I host it because I'm so fun.
I love bingo.
Discover Oklahoma came the other day.
Fancy.
To watch me host.
So, scam. I mean, like, I'm full aware that I'm not making my own pizza and I'm paying someone to do so.
But you're paying for, with pizza, you're paying for a really, really hot oven. Because you can have dough, you can have cheese and sauce and toppings.
Yeah.
But you can't cook it in your home.
I'll agree with that.
The way that they can cook it.
I'll agree with that. Yeah. But, like, I mean, with, when you're eating like at a restaurant, you're paying for not only the price of the ingredients. Judy, come on. Come on, Judy.
I she needs to come on here and tell her own scam.
No, I understand what she's saying. Yeah. It is cheap. Like, for real, pasta, come on.
Yeah, it's cheap.
It's cheap. But most people, I will say, most people would not make their own pasta.
No, I wouldn't do it. So if it's fresh pasta, I see that.
Okay.
Yeah, I see that side of it.
Okay.
So the last one is the Skirvin. Did I say the Skirvin?
No, you haven't said the Skirvin yet. Yeah, you said the Skirvin. Okay, the last
one is the last one is the Skirvin. I mean, and that's, I guess it's not like a haunted restaurant, but
I mean, they have, I'm going to say they have the Red Piano Bar, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Lounge.
Mm-hmm.
You can order food in the Skirvin. You can have food service. I'm sure they have a restaurant.
My favorite haunted thing about like the Skirvin is all of the NBA players that have stayed there that have blamed the ghost for their losses.
That is funny. And I have heard that before.
It's so good.
That's funny.
The Chicago Bulls and the New York Knicks both stayed there and they said it was because the ghost was trying to get them.
Yeah, I mean, that's totally why it couldn't be, because our basketball team is amazing.
Go Thunder. So those are some of the haunted restaurants and haunted places in Oklahoma City. But I wanted to get like your experiences, because I said if you have a ghost story and then we'll go into like your favorite spooky things.
Okay.
If you have a ghost story, then I need to hear it.
Okay, I do. I have a ghost story.
Okay, let's
hear it. I have a legitimate ghost story. And I will say, I will preface this by saying I'm not the world's biggest skeptic, but I am pretty darn skeptical.
Okay.
Like, I'm not someone that like has seen ghosts a lot.
Okay.
This is about it. Like, when I was a little kid, I thought I did, but like, I'm not even going to tell that. I'm going to tell you in the last 3 years ghost story.
Okay.
So as a woman at age of 30, I saw a ghost.
Okay.
So we were in, it was myself, my now husband, Jared, but at the time he was just my boyfriend, and two friends of ours, Kevin and Lori, and we were in Denver. Oh, and my brother, John and Kelsey. Sorry, I totally forgot you're on the trip. Sorry, guys. So it was the six of us, and we got an Airbnb in Denver, and it was like super cute and historical and like this kind of like Crown Heights-y area of Denver. And it was a two-story house mm-hmm. with a basement. So okay. three floors.
Right.
And so we like get there and we're like checking in and we immediately notice, like, you know, when you like check into Airbnb, you're like checking all the doors and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, we see this door like down to the basement and it's locked. And I guess at first, like, we didn't think that was too creepy.
Yeah.
But we're like, ooh, I wonder what's in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Because so, do you feel like with Airbnbs, like, do you feel sometimes that you're like, oh my gosh, I'm in someone's house?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little creepy.
Little weird. I'm kind of like, what's in there? What's mm-hmm. in that room that's locked?
Yeah.
Like, what are they hiding?
Right.
I don't know. I love Airbnb. That's all I do when we travel.
Yeah.
But so we're kind of like, ooh, creepy.
Mm-hmm.
So we like all pick our rooms and like the upstairs floor was just like open area loft kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Like you like walk the stairs up and you're immediately just in the bedroom area. And it was like, you know, like lofts, like a vaulted ceilings kind of situation. And me and Jared chose that room because it was like the hottest and we were trying to be nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because heat rises, people. I don't know. I don't know if you know.
But I would not. I get so hot.
I'm nice.
I wouldn't.
So we were staying up there. And so we like all go out and like, you know, we're drinking, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then came home. We all like talked for a while and then we went to bed. And me and Jared were like in bed. And so it was like around 3 a.m., which I've heard is apparently the witching hour.
Witching hour, yes.
Which I like kind of did not realize when it happened. Okay. But I woke up and I like looked and I saw what I thought was my friend Lori standing at the top of the stairs. Ooh. And she was in this like long gown, like white gown.
Uh-huh.
Which I was like kind of like, wow, that's funny that Lori has such like an exquisite nightgown. And she was like kind of shaking her hair, like bending over the stairs and like shaking her hair. And mm-hmm. I was like, that's weird. And I like turned over to Jared and I was like, Jared, Lori's up here. And he like looked and he was like, she's just cooling off. And then I was like, but wait, it's hot up here. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And so we like, I was trying to go back to bed. And then I was like, Jared, you should go check on her. And he was like, okay, I'll go check on her. So he like goes to check on her and he like knocks on her door and no one comes to the door.
Mm-hmm.
Knocks again. No one comes to the door. And she finally answers and she's like, no, I've been asleep. Why are you knocking on my door? And so then we asked Kelsey, the uh-huh. other girl that was there,
yeah.
if she'd been up there. No. And we both saw this woman. And
yeah.
so we're in, like, he comes back and like, that is not like a comforting thing to
right.
hear. So
right.
I immediately ask like, what did Lori want? Did she want like a towel
yeah.
or an extra blanket?
Yeah.
He was like, oh no, no one was up here.
Oh my God.
So then we have to go back to sleep, like knowing that it was totally a ghost. Like,
yeah.
you can't convince me otherwise. We both saw it. We have the same description.
Yeah.
Like, could describe the hair and the nightgown and everything.
That's insane.
Yeah. She didn't visit again.
She didn't?
No.
Okay.
So like, you know, then we had to stay there two more nights. So
were you like scared or were you like, oh, this is just like, whatever.
So like every time I went up there after, I would kind of like try to talk to her. So I'm like walking up there and I'm like, we're just staying at your house.
She probably
for a few nights.
She probably liked that. That's
I hope she
crazy.
Did. I mean, I heard you're supposed to talk to them. But yeah, it was, I mean, it was a ghost.
Yeah.
People. It
yeah.
was a real life ghost.
Dang. That's pretty cool. That's a cool ghost story.
Yeah. I mean, I yeah. think it's cool. It's not like, I don't know. I didn't get anything thrown at me.
Yeah,
anything,
and you weren't like possessed, you know, by like a poltergeist.
Yeah,
or whatever.
I don't have anything cool like that. What about you? Do you have a ghost story?
I am what you would call like a sensitive. So I see things sometimes that I'm like, okay, I don't know if that's like real or
okay.
not. So, but as of recent, I've had some weird experiences, but I'm not sure if it's me. Or if it's melatonin.
Okay.
Have you taken melatonin for
I
sleeping?
I have.
And do you have weird experiences when
yeah,
you...
Yeah, so I'll get like lucid dreams.
Okay, okay. So my boyfriend had been staying with me
okay.
and he would be like, hey, do you want to take some melatonin
before yeah, you go to bed? Getting some weird, girl.
Get some melatonin, let's do it. Yeah. So I would take some melatonin and a couple of times I've woken up to see him sitting up out of his body.
No.
So he's laying down And then he's sitting up out of his body. And so the first time that happened, we were at my house. It's like, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay? And he's like, I'm fine. And so I kind of put my head down on the pillow. And then I looked back up and there was a face just like above his head. And I was like, are you sure you're okay? I was like, there's someone like above you. So I don't know if it was, and I had taken, she's like, I gotta go.
I'm like packing up my cookies over here.
I don't know if it was the melatonin that I had took or if it was something that was in my house. That because the energy in your house changes whenever someone starts staying there, like living with you.
Oh my God, I totally forgot about another ghost story that I have.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
Oh my God, I totally forgot about this. Okay. So apparently I have a lot of ghost stories. Okay, this is an actual, holy crap, I've blocked this out because it is freaking creepy. I'm trying to watch my language. It scared the bejesus out of me.
Okay, okay.
Okay, so when I was in college, I was living in this house in Belle Isle.
Uh-huh.
And there was a bathroom like by the front door kind of.
Okay.
It was like the guest bath area, I guess. Like there's like a master bath and it was the guest bath. And I would like, I'm a bath person. That's yes. Gross too. Sorry,
no,
people.
No, I love a
deal
bath.
With it. I eat my dots in my bathtub. So I was taking a bath. It happened multiple times. So I would take a bath and I would blow dry my hair. And when I blow dry my hair, I like bend over and I blow dry the back of my hair. You know how like you do
of
that
course.
Sometimes
for yeah.
thick ass hair.
Yeah.
And when I would do that, when I was blow drying my hair, I'd always see someone passing. And okay. I would think like a man had broken in my house because it was definitely a man, like an older man
yeah.
walking by the bathroom door because oh. I had the bathroom door open because mm-hmm. like getting the humidity out or whatever. I saw it multiple times.
Yeah.
Well, the owners of the house were over one time and we're talking about the house and there was, interestingly enough, and I thought it was kind of odd, but the front door... There was a way to deadbolt the front door from the inside,
nope.
like with a key Mm-mm. and then leave it locked. Mm-mm. And so, but I didn't have like access yeah. to this. And so I like asked them about it and they told me
nope.
that their dad, it was their parents' house
mm-hmm.
and their dad lived in there in his old age and he had dementia and he would try to escape the house.
Shut
And he would just up. Pace that front area.
Nope.
Yep.
Oh
yep.
my God.
And he would
God.
Pace that front area and try to escape the house. And so they ended up putting a lock on it to keep him from getting out. And he died in that freaking house. And I saw his ghost.
That's insane you didn't remember that.
I totally I'm going to be completely honest.
I blocked that from memory. Oh my gosh.
I don't know why I didn't lead with that story. That's way better.
That is insane.
It's terrifying. That's terrifying. It still scares me when I think about it because I can like see him and he was like, it would be a man like running by. So
yeah.
the first time it happened, I seriously thought someone had broken the yeah. house and had stolen my goods and was like running yeah. away.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy.
Belle Isle's haunted.
Belle Isle's haunted. Well, if you have a ghost story, send me an email. I mean, I would love to hear your ghost stories and maybe we'll save them for the next Halloween episode.
Yes. That's yeah. a good idea.
Yeah. But thank you, Kelly, for Aww. Being on. Do you want to like promo anything?
No.
You don't have any?
Just enjoy life, okay. people.
Okay, good.
Enjoy your Halloween. Get out there.
Yeah, enjoy Halloween. Everybody have a happy Halloween. And as always, you can go to OKCOverEasy.com. There's a blog on there. I've been working on my food photography, so check it out. You can also follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And you can send me an email at OKCOverEasy@AOL.com. So if you have any questions or comments or any hot takes on pumpkin or Halloween candy, just let me know. And this is it. That's it.
We did it.
We did it. We'll see you guys next time. Bye.
That was so